Thank you for joining us today with the Living Savior Ministries. This is an ongoing teaching. We will be giving you full information at the end of the program, how to get this in its entirety, and all these teachings are free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us, we'll tell you how to get these things. So now then, let's go right on into the teaching.
Just like Matthew 9:2 says, "And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, being on a bed, and Jesus seeing their faith." Now, can you get people healed through your faith? Yes, you can. If you bring people to Jesus, they may not have any faith at all, but he'll see your faith. And what I've seen this many times. I've spoken over people, all kinds of people, that had no faith, and I've seen some awesome miracles. I've seen God do awesome things. When you speak his word, and you speak it in faith, nothing wavering, you can see the Lord do great and awesome miracles. I mean, right here it says, when he saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee." The sin, is sin what brings sickness and disease into your body? Is sin the culprit that brings sickness and disease into your body? Yes, it is. Definitely is. That's what it is. When Jesus forgave this boy for his sins, his palsy was healed. Now, what kind of sin was it? Well, we don't know. Jesus just said, "Your sins be forgiven." Other places in the Word, he says, if you don't sin, the devil can't touch you. In fact, Psalms 91 under the law is the clearest one you can possibly get. If you make him, the Most High God, your dwelling place, and you say of the Lord, he's my refuge and my strength, and you walk holy before him, he said, then I will protect you from the snare of the fowler. I will protect you. And he says, no raging epidemic, no plague, no sickness, no disease shall come near you. He said, even 1,000 shall fall at one hand and 10,000 at the other hand, but you'll just sit with your eyes. It won't come near you. Can you walk through the fire and not be burned if you're walking in obedience to the Word? Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Do you know Christians, maybe the Lord may be training us right now to get us prepared to walk in a point where that we won't be burned in case something like that were to happen? Did you know that we really don't know what tomorrow holds? We really don't know. I mean, we've seen some pretty devastating things hit America the last year, haven't we? Now then, how many men and women of faith, first of all, how many Christians you think lived in the confines of all that area, of all the destruction? Many. Really, many. Wonder how many of them lost their homes. Many. But those that really knew God and really knew His Word, how many testimonies? We've had a few of those testimonies right here. I've seen some of them on Daystar and some on TBN already where people will say, we believed God. I mean, we even lived in a mobile home park. And our mobile home didn't have any damage, but yet the rest of them was completely gone. Well, not a single one of them left. Ours didn't have any damage whatsoever. Or one guy said, our house, it didn't lose a shingle. But yet the houses on all of us, there ain't nothing left but a slab. We stood on God's Word. Wow. What a difference, huh? Well, the day may be coming when the church, the real church, the church that learns these principles that stand on God's Word, we may have to stand through those kind of trials and tests that the devil brings upon this world. And when they start seeing what happens to us, I mean, what are they saying right now about this bird flu? If this flu comes, they're going to use the military to isolate the areas? Martial law? Hey, as a Christian, what kind of fear should we have over the bird flu? None. You don't need nothing. I mean, just like years ago when they said, we give you free flu shots. When I got a hold of the Word of God, I said, forget that nonsense. I don't need no flu shot. All I need is Jesus. Well, Thurman, you'll be sick. I said, you hide and watch. I ain't going to be made sick. I said, I don't live under the law of sin and death. I live under the law of the Spirit of life. And under the law of the Spirit of life, there is no sickness and no disease. So I don't live under that law. Under the law of sin and death is where sickness is at. But under the law of the Spirit of life, there is no sickness. You know, I hate to say this. I know that we got some good doctors out there and some people that are doing some wonderful things. But I don't know of a single drug that's on the market today that doesn't have some kind of a side effect. Yeah. I mean, you look at some of them, it says, you know, this will help settle your stomach, but it has been known to cause heart failure. Give me a break. And you think I'm going to put that in my body? You've got to be out of your mind. I'm telling you, I know a great physician that knows more about this body than anybody in the universe, don't you? And his name is Jesus. He made it. He knows what makes it work. And he takes good care of this body. So I don't need nobody but Jesus, really. But, wow. Now then, let's look at some of these magnificent promises on these keys. In Matthew 9:27, let's look at this one. Matthew 9:27, and when Jesus departed thence, two blind men followed him, crying and saying, Thy son of David, have mercy on us. And when he was come into the house, the blind men came to him, and Jesus said unto them, Do you believe that I am able to do this? And they said unto him, Yes, Lord. Now see, that's our problem today. See, each one of us that are children of the King, who are we representing? Jesus. Who is in us? Christ. So, the same Jesus that was here 2,000 years ago walked in this earth healing, He's in every one of us. His Spirit's there, so He sent us to do the same thing. So when somebody walks up, and this is what's so devastating, you go to a man's house, you teach him the Word, 4 or 5 hours, and then he's had cancer, and they've already done surgery on him, and they want him to come back for another one, another test, or probably more surgery, and you go over and teach him what the Word says, and then you pray for him, and then he goes back for the test, and there's no cancer. And so, man, he comes to you in church praising God. Lord, I mean, Thurman, this is awesome. The prayer of a righteous man avails much. It's just a shame we can't find very many righteous men anymore. But he's hysterically happy because he got healed. And then 5 years later, somebody said something, and I said, well, you know, I prayed for this guy, and he got healed. That's why he don't have the cancer. And he turns and looks at you and said, if you think because you come over to my house and you prayed a prayer over me, and that's why my cancer's gone, he said, you must think I'm crazy. What do you do with people like that? You love them. You love them. Hey, you know what you want to do to people like that? Yeah, you want to kill them, right? But that's not God's way. That's the devil's way, right, Sharon? See, you miss it. Jesus, what did Jesus command you to do, girl? Am I going to have to get Cheryl's Bible, beat you over the head with it, or what? That's not love either, is it? But isn't it amazing when somebody in the church doesn't do what we want, what do we want to do with them? Let's attack them. Let's get them. No, let's love them. That's what Jesus said, right? Love them. You're right, Sharon. You're going to come back for another shot, girl. But love, love, love. It's so hard to walk in love. It's easy to love people when they're good to you. It's whenever they're mean to you and say something you don't like. That's when it's hard to love them. But that's when you step out of a love walk with God. That's when you lose all your keys. And you don't want to lose your keys. You know, you all know what it's like when you reach in your pocket and you're getting ready to go home and there ain't no keys. Oh, my Lord. And you go out there looking, they're still in the car. And the doors are all locked. That's worse. But that happens too. But these men believed, and then Jesus touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith. According to whose faith? Yours, not his. According to your faith. Did they believe him? Yes, they did. So if they believed him, and then they got their miracle, right? according to their faith. So you've got to believe him. Then he says, and their eyes were opened, and Jesus straightway charged him, saying, see that no man knows them. Isn't it amazing how he didn't want nobody to know about the miracles? But when they departed, they spread abroad the fame in all the country. They told everybody. Isn't it amazing how we're so disobedient? We won't tell them. We won't keep these things. We're going to be out there. And they went out, and behold, they brought to him a man possessed with a devil. And when the devil was cast out, the dumb spake, and the multitude marveled, saying, it was never so seen in Israel. These are keys of the kingdom. Jesus cast out these spirits. Can you cast out devils?
Yes.
Yes, you can. In verse 35, it says, and Jesus went abroad, or went about, all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, and preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. Now, if Jesus is preaching the gospel of the kingdom and is building people's faith to the point that all of them can receive healing and deliverance, it must be pretty good stuff, right? It must be good stuff. So that's what he's trying to teach us. He's trying to teach us that all dominion and all power and all authority on this earth has been given to us as his obedient sons and daughters. He's trying to tell you that if you're out there someday and a tornado's come into your house, make sure you've got all your sins repented of, and don't wait till you see it and say, oh God, I wasn't good to my wife last night. I kicked her out of the house. I got really mad at her last night. So Lord, forgive me. No. Walk in love all the time. Is that where God wants you to be? Yes. Now, don't say, well, because that guy didn't do it right, we're going to get him. You know. Because that's where the flesh lives, isn't it? Is that where the flesh lives? Of course that's where the flesh lives. You know, it's just so easy. I mean, it's easy. It's so easy to love people when they love you. But when they don't say something that, you know, feels good to you, it's so easy to retaliate. You know, but that's when you step out of that love walk. You got to love your mate, men and women. You got to love your mate 24/7. Not part of the time. All the time. So, if you want to see God do wonderful things.
We're going to have to stop right there on the teaching today, but we'll start right there tomorrow where we left off. If you'll join us again at the same time tomorrow. These teachings are all free and postpaid. This is all about the keys of the kingdom of God and how they work. And if you'll give us a call and ask for the keys of the kingdom, we'll be happy to send this teaching to you on CD or DVD. They are free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Also, you can contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org, tlsm.org, and there you can order these teachings free and postpaid. Praise the Lord. Remember, Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords.